Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host and life coach, Shawn Marie Chakowski, and I'm here today with the beautiful Moni Visco. How are you, Moni?
I am doing well. How about you?
Awesome, awesome. Welcome to our listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And we obviously grabbed your attention with the topic if you're tuning in. And today's topic is talking about positional power versus personal power. We were just kind of rehashing before where this conversation is going to take us, and I can kind of give you the reason why I was inspired to talk about this, and we'll kind of explore together if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was curious to know why this at this time.
Well, a lot of things. I think when we pull the articles, we usually do articles to kind of help guide us in the conversation. I think a lot of it, when we talk about positional power and personal power, comes up in management. If you're in the business world or not, management is more, it can go into everyday life. It could be leadership. It could be household, running a household. It could be, the dynamics in a interpersonal relation. So there's always some type of power position. And I think some people cringe at the word power, but it is energy. And that's why I wanted to explore this, that power, again, is almost neutral, just as this money is. It's a neutral concept that is underneath everything and in the functioning of everything. And I think when we explore this, how we use this power, utilize this power or embrace this power has a lot to do what is presented in life. I don't know. Do you agree or not agree? Or what are your thoughts to begin this conversation?
I think leaders who use their position as their source of power are not as effective and don't have as much employee satisfaction. And I don't know for sure because I don't have any statistics or research to back this up, but I suspect that their employees probably don't perform as well either. So,
right.
Because when you're listening to your boss because he's your boss versus you're listening to him because there's a respect there, because he exhibits personal power, then it's going to feel a lot different, as you said, with the energy. Like the feeling of that is much different. And, the leadership could be like in management, I think it could be with, like, as we both are familiar with coaching, kids play hockey, when the coach even exerts his positional power, you have to listen to me because I'm your coach versus fostering, like a different feeling on the team that I want you to play because this is a team. And you play for the team, not you play for me, so I can look good. That kind of,
right.
And even power as a parent. And I think, it kind of shifts a little bit as the kids get older. But I think that it's, again, personal power even in that. Because initially, if you're just like, you have to listen to me because I'm your parent, okay, that's fine when they're 2 and 3 and maybe even 10. But like when they're 17, that might not work so well. So even as a parent, if you're exerting that as a positional power, I don't think it's going to be as effective.
Beautiful. So we have the essence of what we're going to talk about. I want to dive into, again, positional power versus personal power. They say, and I do agree with this, that power is generated in two different ways. Positional power or power over someone. I'm going to do this in relation to people. Then there's also the personal power where that is co-creative, in union, fostering. Why I wanted to bring this up is that right now, which is very interesting, the world we live in is a power over. So very strongly power over society. Okay, that's what we value a lot of. Think about it. You even said like even academics, just everything is a lot of it is the power over. Where I think in coaching, where we work with people is the personal power. When you can generate that, there is a different dynamic, a different feel. And I do think almost an advocacy to talk about this perspective. And you're right. Like sometimes it can really present itself in the corporate world, when you have positional power and,
you hit it too, the motivation and the energy, the feel of those two mm-hmm. types of ways of generating power.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we want to dive with this? We could either talk about how to develop personal power, how to recognize positional power. Why do you think positional power is valued?
Why is positional power valued?
Why is it so? It is in our society. It is a social norm. I've been reading articles that it tends to be that is the tendency. And that's why I kind of wanted to talk about it, just because of the state of like where everything is, and it, not only in relationships, but in the big picture of the United States right now, that whole essence of like power over, you know, to dominate over, to get power.
And I don't know. I mean, I think it's maybe it's valued because it's needed in the sense that I feel like, you know, we're drawn, like there's always, when you have a group of people, there is more effective if you have a leader. Like, so it's, you know, and the culture of any company, of a household, of a team, of a, you know, a sports team, whatever, it starts at that, at the leader. And I think so the positional power is important in that somebody has to be a leader in order for that team to function well, because then everybody can have a different role in it and somebody can be managing that. But so yes, there, you know, you have the power in being in that position, but if your power is solely coming from the fact that you're in that position, I don't think it's going to be as effective. And I think sometimes even people who lack personal power might think that, well, when I'm in a power position, then I'll have power over the people. And they might to some degree because of their position, but not the way that they want to. Because leading by fear isn't as effective, because people have to listen to you because of your position, not because they respect you.
Yeah, I want to try to go with two things here. This brings up a conversation I had actually with somebody. We were talking about corporations and businesses. You know, I bop my head and I do some, you know, I see corporations and just my past experience of doing outside sales. But what we were talking about is that the way we are living, the technology, and what is actually the blending of work-life, you know, work-life is kind of really blended now. It's not like back in the day when I grew up, it was, you know, 9 to 5, you go home, you have dinner on the table. It's just, we're so interconnected. That I was saying corporations almost should have a social responsibility to it, because they are in positional power and they generate the quality of life for so many people. Think about it, our health care, our way of living, our, you know, the house over, you know, is so contingent upon some of these entities that we align ourselves with, really. But where it's concerning is that, you know, I think this is where the conversation is when you do hold that particular position, you know, there is a responsibility, or there is, you know, maybe an awareness of the, you know, how you can use that power. You know, you have using it wisely because, that, you know, the impact, you're right. I just saw another, it was a TED Talk, and a fellow was saying how, I guess he didn't have a male mentor in his life, and then the first one he had was his boss when he went to work, and he said that the guy was just very boom, 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 direct, you know, no, you know, yes, no. And he said he was with him for a year, but carried him for 13 years. I thought that was really powerful.
Wow.
He said, yeah, like, you know, his impression of that. And now he's actually the man as a motivational speaker talking about inspiration and generating power from within. So, that's some of the dialogue I wanted to have, like what, you know, I guess not the harms, but, you know, the I do think society in America, like, this is just my theory, you know, where this positional power sometimes goes haywire is that, you know, like, say corporations, the focus and success in society is obviously generated by money, you know, so they're cutting costs, or, you know, cutting costs, cutting jobs, but, you know, trying to demand more. And it, I don't know, I just think there's a, you know, when it comes to power, it is energy, and it is a tricky formula that needs to be mindful and balanced.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we talk a lot about intention. We've talked about it in a lot of our conversations, and You know, one of the articles that I was, you know, had we were using as a source for this conversation said, you know, it's important to stress that intention when you're, you know, working with other people. So the leader, the person who has, and that if they're using personal power, their intention is to influence and empower others to perform their best, to bring all their skills and talents to the table and use them for the benefit of themselves, the team, and the business. So, you know, that intention is much different than you're going to do what I tell you to do because I'm your boss and you have to listen to me, you know. So
yeah, that power will only go so long.
Yeah, you know? And I think, but right, because and they talk about having people who have personal power also have emotional intelligence, so they know,
right.
You know, they understand people. So
right.
I think, you know, in our government, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like you want to empower people, the people that you might be their boss, you might be their leader for, you know, in whatever way that is. But even as a parent, right, you want to empower them to have their own power, right, instead of
right.
you just exerting your power on them. So you can
right.
use your position, you can use your positional power to do that, to help facilitate that. So, you know, I think it's a combination of both and then empowering the people who work for you to use their personal power.
You know, I've this is another interesting thing. They say, like, believe it or not, like, I do, when you take positional power, you're taking the power away from other people to get yourself in a position of overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
I like some of the highly successful people, well, they got there because they actually had to overpower and get there.
Most.
Mm-hmm. Not all. I mean, I thought of that. I was, you know, it's interesting when you look at that. You know, or, you know, like you said, the intention, you know, I do believe when you try to power over and use fear to have gain, how successful is that? Will that be in the end? I don't, you know, that's
right.
The question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be lasting. Like,
yes.
Because
or,
I don't know that the results are even going to be that great because your employees are not happy. They probably don't achieve, you know, the results that they would had you empowered them and you know,
yeah,
fostered
and the social
their
responsibility.
Growth.
And,
yeah.
That's what I said. Even like some of the corporations, even looking beyond the dollar and the integrity of the, just the entity, but in the big picture, you know, what are you contributing to the lifestyle of, you know, let's just do corporate of America, of our nation. You know, we're all part of that because we are all interconnected. We are, you know,
mm-hmm.
we all are interconnected. So final
yeah,
words,
we would hope
that we're out of time.
Yeah, wow. No, I mean, I think that we, you know, I think we covered a lot in terms of just addressing what it is and why it's important to have personal power. I don't think we have the time today to talk about how you develop personal power. That's probably another conversation.
Right. But it is from it is a healthy way of generating power from within. So maybe we'll have a follow up session on that because I think as coaches that's kind of what we a lot of
yeah,
what we dedicate.
Like how do you get
to.
Personal power then? Yeah, how do you get it? Like that's we're talking about why it's good, but and we're not telling
yes.
anyone like helping them to get that.
I know.
So.
Yeah, and positional power, too, if it's removed and you can't generate your own power, it can be detrimental,
mm-hmm.
too. But personal power, well, let's look two things. We don't have much time. We'll follow up with that in a later conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out. If you're curious, you can reach out to Money and I. We can coach you on that. We can be reached at 716-560-6552. And we can also, you can find our bios and connect us through the website, which is wnylifecoaching.com. Thank you, Moni, for being here. And thank you so
All
much
right,
for
thank
listening.
You. Okay, bye.
Power from within. Take care. Bye-bye.